You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Everybody wants a piece, we're so trendy. You know they don't chase you, they always chase me. Cause everybody wants a piece, we're so trendy. You know they don't chase you, they always chase me. Cause everybody wants a piece, we're so trendy.
This is Sleaford Mods with So Trendy. We're very lucky to have on the line live right now Jason himself from Sleaford Mods. Hey Jason, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. It's so great to have a chat with you this morning. We're very excited to see you are returning to New Zealand to play us some shows. One of them's already sold out on the 26th of May. And the 27th, you're going to be playing two shows now, celebrating UK Grimm, which is your new album.
Yes. So, massively looking forward to coming back to your country, without a doubt. Yeah, it's going to be good.
It is going to be good. I have been loving UK Grimm. Our listeners have been loving it. It feels like...
Oh, wicked.
It feels like one of those albums that you guys are so good at, which is being right on the pulse of a feeling that's going on, obviously, in Britain for you guys, but this is something that we feel reverberating around the world. It would be nice if we could chat about, you know, a lovely shift in the political context since perhaps the last time you guys put a record out, but it just seems to be sort of spiraling down the toilet. How does it feel over there?
Yeah, terrible. It just feels like nobody's in charge. It just feels like they're all just pleasing themselves and, you know, taking what they can before the shit goes down. I would imagine that Labour will get in the next election, but I'm not even really feeling that hopeful about Labour. But they've got to be better than the Conservatives, because at the minute it's a rudderless ship, so to speak, and it's causing all kinds of afflictions.
It feels like perhaps the title of the album wrote itself, but did you know what you were kind of shaping up when you started this project, Jason?
Not really, no. I mean, I was, you know, sometimes you're not the best person to ask because you're so close to it. And we demoed about 35 songs and they got whittled down to the 14 that are on the album. But, you know, our manager turned around and said, you know, you've got a really angry album here. But it didn't even occur to me that we're so angry, you know. I was just absorbed in the writing process, I guess. And the title, UK Grimm, initially I thought was quite cheesy. I wasn't sure about it, you know. I was just worrying that people were going to go, oh, where they go, you know. Yeah, of course it's called UK Grimm, of course it is, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, as time went on, it occurred to me that it was perfect.
Mm. It's almost like a, you know, like in a protest or something, the most catchy signs or the cliched signs and stuff. There's a reason people kind of gravitate towards them.
There is a reason, yes. There is a reason, yeah. And sometimes you have to detach yourself from your own personal preference. You know, compromise is good, so to speak.
One thing that I've been really interested by this record is the cast of people you've pulled in as features and collaborators across this project. We just heard Perry Farrell in that song from Jane's Addiction. What was the idea about bringing all these other voices in? We've also got, you know, Florence Shaw from Dry Cleaning, another band that we love here. Yeah. How did you kind of gather these people together, and what was the reason for doing that?
Well, Perry got in touch with us early 2021 and asked if we'd like to write some stuff together. And we immediately said, yeah, he's a really interesting bloke, you know what I mean? He's quite a cool guy. So I've always looked at him as someone that's quite punky and quite, you know, at the forefront, you know, pushing forwards, quite progressive in lots of ways. So, yes, we'd already written So Trendy, and bizarrely, me and Andrew both text each other and said, we think he'd sound good on that, which was really weird. So, yes, I had a quick Zoom call with him, and, I sent the tune over. It took about 2-3 months to do, but, pretty easy, really. But, what a great bloke.
It must be a nice feeling when you can kind of send something off that you've been thinking about or working on in your own kind of creative world, and then hear the reflection of somebody else's creativity on it. What is that like, an inspiring process for you? How does that kind of feed into your own writing?
It is. Yeah. I mean, it kind of really not unnerved me, but his contribution was quite bright, but it really worked. It really kind of complemented what I was doing. It's communicating with other people, walking outside of your own comfort zone. And you do tend to find that you learn quite a lot, you know.
Mm. I wondered how it went with Florence. I think that their sort of magic is in taking almost nonsensical things and making it sound like some kind of like message from another planet that sort of got some, you know, universal or elemental truth to it. What was it like working with Florence on Force 10?
Yeah, great. She did it in about, well, I popped out to get a sandwich. By the time I come back, she'd done it. and she's brilliant. She's finding her feet. You know, they all are in Dry Cleaning. They've been in the game for what? Probably in the professional game for about 3 years. And you can tell that they're finding their feet and taking it slowly. But they're a group of, you know, they're going to do some truly great things, I think. Mm. I don't know, you know, it was always... as soon as we'd written Force 10, because again, we'd written it before I kind of asked Florence, I just thought she'd sound great on it, you know.
Mm.
And you're right, you know, she is very, there's something quite eerie about her. She reminds me of those old 1930s Hollywood horror actors, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the way she looks. She's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. While we're on the topic of collaboration, I wanted to ask you about you lent your voice to Aldous Harding's album, which I was so interested to hear, and on probably I think my favourite track from Aldous's record, Leathery Whip. How was the process of that? Sure. Speaking of, you know, ethereal creatures.
She got in touch. We got talking. We met in Tasmania at a festival. And she played just before we did, and afterwards we got talking. I was immediately hooked to the music. I just couldn't believe how good it was. And she kind of got me through lockdown. The album designer, I was absolutely obsessed with. And we kept talking, and she asked me if I wanted to do some harmony on the album. And I went down to the studio in Wales. She was over in England, and we did it in a few hours. Brilliant. Yeah. I'm still very, very, very proud of that, without a doubt. She's absolutely ace.
Yeah, that is a really amazing collaboration. It was also such a nice, surprising link, I think, when I saw the track listings. I was like, that is not two people I'd have necessarily expected to see on a song together.
No.
But it works. It really does.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd love to do more with her if time permits, and of course if she wanted to, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, coming back to UK Grimm, how do you feel about this as a record now that you've released it, you've whittled it down to the songs, you've got the music out there and people are responding to it?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about it as a body of work?
Yeah, really good. We just didn't expect the response. It was, you know, like with seven albums in, don't get me wrong, I know they're good songs. We wouldn't do anything that we weren't happy with.
Mm.
But we release an album every 2 years, so sometimes you just think people are going to get sick of us. But I don't know, you know, these last two albums have seen a change in approach, abilities, production. They just seem bigger, better written songs, in our opinion, you know. I'm really happy with it. I couldn't be more happy, to be honest.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Well, we're very happy you've put it out there and that you are making the trip back to New Zealand to play it for us. We'll catch you very soon, actually, on the 26th of May. That one's already sold out. And the 27th at the Power Station. Jason, thank you so much for speaking with me today. We are going to listen to Force 10 now, which has got Florence on it. We really appreciate your time this morning, or this evening. Actually, what's the time for you at the moment?
It's about 8:40 at night, so yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, we appreciate you.
I've been at it all day as well, so there you go.
Time for a little break, I reckon, so we'll leave you to your evening. Jason, thank you so much. We'll see you in New Zealand.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A wall indeed. I'm going on about it in the morning to me. I'm losing in the end and I've gone too far. Force 10 from Navarone is a shot by Dodd. Cause we never aimed it in the box of isolation. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink and I don't smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-section, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke.
Mummy can't reach, and in a pause, you look different, a large green blob, allergic to your own things, get married and go on safari, viral Batman video, you moron. Why don't you phone up, spine bend, leg sink, scooter club? That's my roadkill hat. Don't touch it.
Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke. Instinct is all, it's a meat to our bones.
so hang on to the cable car, force 10 from Navarone. Freeze if your balls and keep your gun around your neck. Force 10 from a contract. He still believes he's not dead, but it is. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't smoke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.